Welcome to everybody. My name is Gene Jones, Jr. I'm the vice chairman of the Board of Water and Natural Resources, and I'm filling in for Jerry Soholt, who is out of the country. So welcome to everybody, and looking forward to a great meeting. And with that, I'd like to call the meeting to order. And Brenda, will you please call the roll?
Becker? Bernhardt?
Here.
Drews?
Here.
Jennings?
Here.
Lanning?
Here.
And Jones?
Here.
Cameron, I think that was
very
you.
Good, thank you.
Can you just verify?
Yes.
Yeah, that was me, Andy. Yep, I'm here.
Thank you. All right.
All right. I would like to welcome everyone participating in today's meeting or listening online. This meeting is streaming live on SouthDakota.net, a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. For the benefit of our online listeners, I request that all participants please identify themselves when speaking during the meeting. Participants should also remember to unmute their microphones only when speaking. The meeting is being recorded and the audio will be made available online following the meeting. To find the audio recording online, do a web search for South Dakota Boards and Commissions portal. Follow the link and select the name of the board. If members of the board's Legislative Oversight Committee are participating in the meeting remotely, please acknowledge your presence at this time. Anybody on from the Legislative Oversight Committee?
We do have Representative Weisgram in the room with us in Pierre.
Very good. Welcome. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Very good. Item number two is to approve the agenda.
Bernhardt was over.
Entertain a motion, please.
Drews, it's second. Drews, it's second.
Motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Item number three, approving the minutes from our last meeting in June 27th and also on July 30th. I would entertain a motion, please.
Bernhardt would so move.
Second, Lanning.
We have a motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carried. Thank you very much. Item number four. Public comment period for the Brownfield Revitalization Program. I've got a document here to share.
Gene,
I will begin the public hearing.
Gene?
Yes.
Item four is just an open public comment period. Item five is the Brownfield, so we need to allow for the open public comment first.
Very good. Do we have any comments from anybody online or in the peer facility? Very good. Hearing none, we will proceed with item number five. Thanks, Andy, for the reminder. The public hearing to adopt the 2025 Brownfield Revitalization and Economic Development Program Work Plan. I will begin the public hearing that has been advertised to begin at 1 p.m. The purpose of the hearing is to receive public input and adopt the fiscal year 2025 Brownfield Revitalization and Economic Development Program Work Plan. So, Macy, do I hand this over to you at this point?
I think so. Yes. All right. Thank you, Mr. Vice Chairman, and good afternoon, board members. I am Macy Jo Peterson with the South Dakota Brownfields Program, and every year we come before you to seek approval for our Brownfields Work Plan. The Brownfields Program receives annual funding from the EPA to help communities across South Dakota assess and clean up properties. These properties may desire redevelopment, but are bound by the presence or potential presence of a hazardous substance, pollutant, or contaminant. On top of regular money, that is $506,800, this year we have received additional grants and bill funds of $818,834 and an additional $2 million. As usual, we will utilize these funds to assess and clean up brownfields properties to provide increased tax resources and economic boost and affordable housing to communities. This is 100% federal money and does not require match from the state or local communities. The primary purpose of this work plan is to identify brownfields projects and the amounts allocated. By law, we are required to public notice in 3 newspapers 30 days prior to this board hearing. We have public noticed in Rapid City Journal, Pierre Capital Journal, and American News Aberdeen. At this time, we have not received any comments or concerns. Each of you received a copy of the 2025 Brownfields Work Plan. On Table 1 of Page 4 of the Work Plan, it has a list of the projects and the amounts allocated or spent on those projects. I'd be happy to answer any of your questions. And if you do not have any questions, I would respectfully ask that you approve the 2025 Brownfields Work Plan.
Macy, you froze a little bit on me there. Did you open it up to any comments from the audience on the Brownfields plan?
Yes, I did. I'd be happy to answer any questions you may have. And if not, respectfully ask that you approve the 2025 Brownfields work plan.
Thank you. Any comments from anybody in the audience? Hearing none, I would entertain a motion.
Mr. Chair, Drews would make a motion to adopt the 2025 Brownfields work plan.
Second, Jennings.
We have a motion and a second. Are there any questions or comments from the board? Hearing none, Brenda, would you please call the roll?
Becker?
Approve.
Bernhard?
Aye.
Drews?
Aye.
Jennings?
Aye.
Lanning?
Aye.
And Jones?
Aye. Motion carries. Thank you very much. Item number 7. Amendments.
Item 6 first.
To the state water plan
we
for the 2024
6.
Clean Water SRF.
Chairman Jones, we need item 6 first, the Water Development District Rule public hearing.
Excuse me.
Sorry.
Thank you. I will begin the public hearing that has been advertised to begin at 1 p.m. The purpose of the hearing is to take public testimony regarding proposed amendments to the administrative rules governing the water development districts. The effect of the rules will be to update director areas for the East Dakota and Vermilion Basin water development districts. The reasons for adopting the proposed rules is the addition of McCook County into the district from a public vote in November of 2022 and by further adjustments to both districts' boundaries during the 2024 legislative session. This public hearing has been advertised in accordance with applicable rules and regulations. Persons interested in commenting on the proposed amendments may do so at this time or by way of written comments received prior to the close of this hearing. The board will consider all written and oral comments received on the proposed amendments and may modify or amend a proposed rule at this time. Comments from the audience will be heard after Andy Brules of the Division of Financial and Technical Assistance presents the proposed amendments. Andy.
Thank you, Acting Chair Jones. As you noted, the effect of the rules will be to update director areas for the East Dakota and Vermilion Basin water development districts. The reason for adopting these proposed rules is the addition of McCook County into the district, which was done in a public vote in November of 2022 for the Vermilion Basin Water Development District and was codified during the 2023 legislative session with amendments to South Dakota Codified Law Chapter 46A-3A-7.1. And further adjustments to both districts' boundaries that occurred during the 2024 legislative session to South Dakota Codified Law Chapters 46A-3A-3, which is East Dakota, and 46A-3A-7.1, again for Vermilion Basin. Codified Law 46A-3B-3 requires the board to also review the district populations, determine if adjustment to the number of directors in each district is necessary, and redistrict the director areas to maintain equitable representation based on those above changes. I'll discuss a little the process that we used to get to the overall draft rules, the populations and maps that are included in the board packet. The new water development district area boundaries were updated within GIS layers that DANR maintains, and this allowed us to overlay them with the 2020 Census Bureau information. Population information could then be broken down into county, township, voting district, census tracts, and even census block level information if necessary, which gives very detailed population numbers for small areas when needed. The total water development district populations could be determined then from this information. These totals are necessary to determine the number of directors for each district. Codified Law 46A-3B-2 sets that for districts with a population up to 25,000, there are 5 directors. For populations up to 75,000, there are 7 directors. And for districts over 75,000, there would be 9 directors. So the total population for the district then allows the number of directors and average population for each director area to represent to be determined. With the newly added area into the Vermilion Basin Water Development District, it was determined that district now has over 25,000 in population. So that district will now move from 5 directors up to 7 director areas. The East Dakota Water Development District will remain over 75,000 and remain at 9 directors, but some changes to the areas. With this information, we were able to look at those existing director areas and attempt to keep the new areas similar where possible and make adjustments to have the populations represented by each director be close to the average. The accepted deviation goal for each director area is plus or minus 5% from the average. With each water development district having a different population, the average representation of directors from district to district does vary, but within each water development district, the director area representation is equitable. Along with the population goals in existing areas, another factor was to keep director areas contiguous, which on the maps included, you can see was done. I would like to just thank David Hurdle, who is one of our DANR GIS experts, and without his help, I would not have been able to do this. Once David had the maps, population information, and legal areas listed, we began the actual rule amendment language, showing the changes with existing information where needed, being overstruck, and new information is underscored, that is included in red within the board packet. We tried to use the largest areas possible to describe each director area throughout the districts, and when necessary, we got to more detailed levels of townships and voting districts. It was always the attempt to describe the areas in the least complex way possible. However, I will say if you read it, legal descriptions are not that exciting. Staff sent out draft rule amendments and revised maps to the water development districts, all affected county auditors and the Secretary of State's office in advance of the official public notice for review. We did this at a couple different stages in the process to allow stakeholders time to review and comment. We did have a few adjustments that were made as part of that and the initial outreaches, and that was incorporated into the published draft rules. The draft rules have been reviewed by LRC for style and form and approved for legality. The rules were published as required by law. To date, the only official comments we have received were from Legislative Research Council. A copy of their comments and the revised rules were included, and revisions were included in the board packet and available online. The LRC comments were really just style and form comments. The necessary changes from LRC were incorporated into the revised rules prior to the board packet being sent out. They were very minimal, including the need to begin each rule section chapter on a new page, missed underline over a text space for an additional space, and three instances of an improper partial overstrike of the existing rule language. So very easy to incorporate those recommendations they had. Official public comments from any other parties, including water development districts, none were received at this time. I will now step aside for any verbal public comments to be made. I do believe we have at least one audience member that would like to comment on the rules.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, Jay Gilbertson with East Dakota Water Development District. Andy's done a great job of explaining everything. I want to thank him and the staff for working through this process. We had a bunch of different moving parts with ongoing elections and everything else, and I think it's worked out very, very well. Would encourage your wholehearted support of the changes. Thank you.
Thank you, Jay. Any other comments or testimony from the audience?
I'd like to make a comment. My name is Robin Dykstra. I'm chairman of the Vermilion Basin Water Development District, and I appreciate this time to have the opportunity to talk. And Vermilion Basin would also appreciate your support to make these changes.
Thank you, Mr. Dykstra. Any other comments or testimony? Any questions from the board regarding
Jennings, this issue? Andy, with your back and forth with the county officials, are we reasonably sure that it's kind of an efficient election process and not a lot of screwed up ballots?
Yeah, so the current election, it will not impact. This would only be going forward into the 2026 election. Again, we did, you know, by the nature of county areas and county voting districts or townships not aligning directly with new director areas or new areas incorporated, we can't always, you know, fully, you know, we had a request from a county, well, could you include this full voting district in here? No, because the legal description of the Vermilion Basin Water Development District doesn't include that full voting district. So no, we're going to have to split it and use this. They were very understanding of that. No complaints. I mean, question, can you do this? But not. They understood that, you know, what the law says is where the boundary is. And pretty convinced, though, they all seem satisfied with it. You know, we've been more than willing, if they ask to get the GIS layers, we'll share that with them as well so they can utilize that as they, you know, work towards ballots and stuff too. So tried our best to work with them and make it a good process.
Thank you, Andy. Any other questions from the board? Hearing none, I would entertain a motion to approve the rule changes, please.
Bernhard would so move.
Becker, second.
Motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you very much. Okay, Andy, now we're on item number 7, the amendments to the State Water Plan, 2024 Clean Water SRF and 2024 Drinking Water SRF.
Thank you. Water projects, which will require state funding or need state support for categorical grant or loan funding, need to be on the State Water Plan. The Board of Water and Natural Resources annually approves projects for placement onto the State Water Facilities Plan and provides for amendment of projects onto the plan. Placement of a project on the State Water Plan by the Board provides no guarantee of funding. Projects placed onto the plan at this meeting will remain on the Facilities Plan through December 2025. Project seeking a clean water or drinking water state revolving fund loan must be included on the project priority list of the intended use plan. State water plan applications are used to determine which projects should be amended onto the state revolving fund project priority list. There were two state water plan applications received by the August 1st, 2024 deadline. The list of projects was included in your board packet and on a map on the, or and listed on the screen. As I present the app, nope, that's okay. There was also a map. As I present the applications, I will also identify those projects to be placed on the Clean Water SRF or Drinking Water SRF project priority list. We had two applications, both from the city of Sioux Falls, both for wastewater type projects. The first one is for the city to continue to make improvements to their existing water reclamation facility or their wastewater treatment plant to improve current operations and provide additional capacity for growth. This project will include upgrades and new equipment for the following treatment processes or areas: new thickening equipment, biosolids, dewatering and drying improvements, dewatering building rehabilitation, chemical feed building upgrades, and access roadway improvements in the plant area. Be placed on the clean water intended use plan with 20 points, an estimated loan of $31,926,000 at 3.5% for 20 years. The second project is for southeast area of the city, adjacent to the new South Veterans Parkway Highway. It's an area of new growth in the city. To allow for this growth, new sanitary sewer trunk lines, lift stations, and gravity sewer are necessary for that anticipated growth to occur over the next 20 years. Be placed on the clean water intended use plan with 12 points, an estimated loan of $15,535,000 at 3.25% for 20 years. Would note there is a difference in the interest rate being discussed. That is because the South Veterans Parkway sewer basin area is potential for a Build America, Buy America equivalency project and may receive that reduction in interest. With that, staff would recommend placing both projects onto the 2024 State Water Facilities Plan.
Thank you, Andy. I would entertain a motion from the board.
Motion, Jennings.
So moved, Lanning.
We had a motion and a second there. Any questions from the board for Andy? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you, Andy.
All right, we'll do the clean water intended use plan addition and followed by the drinking water intended use plan. Pretty short on this. The two projects that the board just approved onto the state water plan for Sioux Falls are being recommended for addition onto the clean water intended use plan project priority list.
Entertain a motion, please.
Bernhard, would so move.
Drew's is second.
Motion and a second. Thank you. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries.
All right.
Thank you very much. Are we on to item eight, Andy?
No, I do have one thing for the drinking water intended use plan addition that's on the bottom of the screen right now. While we did not have a new state water plan application, we did have an additional funding request from Fort Pier, and they are not on the current 2024 drinking water SRF intended use plan. They've received a previous drinking water SRF loan and an ARPA grant to construct a new water storage tank, booster station, removal of an existing tank, and installation of water main to connect the new tank to the system and loop their system. Due to some increased project costs, Fort Pier has submitted a new funding application to fully fund the estimated costs, which will be presented just coming up here in the next item. Additional funds necessary are estimated at $2,470,434. Be placed on the drinking water intended use plan with 20 points. Estimated loan of $2,470,434 at 3.75% for 30 years. Staff would recommend the addition of the four peer projects shown on the screen onto the project priority list.
Very good. I would entertain a motion for approval.
Drews,
motion to approve. Becker.
Motion and a second. Any questions for Andy?
Bernhard will recuse himself. I'm on the city council in Fort Pierre.
Jones will abstain as well. Brenda, please call the roll.
Becker?
Aye.
Drews?
Aye.
Jennings?
Aye.
Lanning?
Aye.
Motion carries. All right, Andy, are we on eight now?
Correct.
Thank you.
Before I start on the first funding application, we'll just kind of go over available funding going into the round. American Rescue Plan Act grants, we have had a couple funds come back from a couple projects, so we do have about 56,000 and change available that we'll have to talk about reallocating at an upcoming meeting. Consolidated program, just under 1.1 million available. Drinking water SRF construction grants and clean water SRF water quality grants, both at virtually zero for our purposes. Drinking water principal forgiveness available to any eligible borrower, just over 52,000. Principal forgiveness from the regular grant for disadvantaged communities up to a little over 2.45 million is available. Principal forgiveness from the BIL supplemental grant, just a little over under 11.9 million. Emerging contaminants funding, there's just over 1.7 million available in principal forgiveness. However, we have no current projects related to that. Similar for BIL lead service line principal forgiveness, over 14 million available, but we do not have any current projects seeking those funds. Moving on to the clean water SRF principal forgiveness, available for those from the base grant for those communities that meet our affordability criteria, just over 704,000. From the BIL supplemental funding for disadvantaged slash affordable communities, little on over 118,000, and then again, some principal forgiveness related to BIL emerging contaminants grants, little over a million. Again, no current projects seeking those dollars, though. Would ask that with the action or funding recommendations today, since this is a one-day meeting, the board take action at the time the applications are presented. And if there's no questions, I'll get into our first applicant. All right, first applicant is Fort Pierre. They are currently conducting a drinking water storage improvements project. Improvements include a new 1 million gallon water storage tank, a booster station, removal of an existing tank, water mains to connect the new construction to the city water infrastructure, and all necessary appurtenances to complete the project. Fort Pierre was awarded a funding package in September 2022, totaling $4,629,381. The city is applying for additional funding for this project. Total project amount is now estimated at $7,500,750, and they are requesting $2,470,434 currently. They do have approximately $400,000 of local American Rescue Plan Act funds that they contributed. Just under 400,000 of state American Rescue Plan Act funds being contributed, and then a $4.2 million drinking water SRF loan as well. Staff recommendation is toward a $2,470,434 drinking water SRF loan at 3.75% for 30 years. City has pledged a project surcharge for a payment of the loan. Their current rates are $48.50 for 5,000 gallons. Our analysis indicates a surcharge of $9.45 would be needed for the loan, which would bring overall rates to $57.95. The loan would be contingent upon the borrower adopting a bond resolution and the resolution becoming effective
and contingent upon the borrower establishing a surcharge at a level sufficient to provide the required debt coverage. I don't know if we have any representatives from Fort Pier wanting to speak on behalf of the project.
Anybody from Fort Pier that would like to make a comment? Hearing none?
Yeah, this is Todd Bernhardt. I'm on the Fort Pier City Council, and of course I currently sit on this board as well. And anyway, so I'll put my Fort Pier hat on here for a little bit and say storage in Fort Pier is badly needed. And right now we have about 1 day storage based upon usage in Fort Pier. And if we ever had a problem with our source of water, we would have approximately 1 day in the summertime available. And that's just not enough. And so having this ability to add storage, very much needed in Fort Pier. And we certainly appreciate the efforts on behalf of the staff and the board in approving this loan. Thank you.
Thank you. Would entertain a motion from the board?
Drews, and so moved.
Second, Lanning.
Have a motion and a second. Any questions from the board?
Jennings, Andy, is the $945 on the surcharge the total loan or just this new loan?
That will be for this new loan. However, the total loan funding package estimated rates, if they applied it across the board, would be approximately $5,795. They may actually choose to structure that surcharge a little differently. But that would be kind of a worst case, everyone paying the same. So, which comparatively to many other awards, the board's made in the last year would still be pretty low, actually.
Okay. Any other questions? Jones will abstain.
Bernhardt will abstain as well.
Brenda, please call the roll.
Becker?
Aye.
Drews?
Aye.
Jennings?
Aye.
And Lanning?
Aye.
Thank you very much. Andy?
All right, we'll move on to our next application. That is from the city of Pier. We just decided to keep them right across the river in applications, too. Pier is proposing to replace outdated and inadequate water infrastructure along Euclid Avenue. New larger PVC water main will be installed. This project is being completed as part of a larger DOT road construction project. Total project amount is $5,075,823. That is the amount being requested by the city. Staff recommendation is to award a $5,075,823 drinking water SRF loan at 3.75% for 30 years. They've pledged a project surcharge for a payment. Current rates are $42.49 for 5,000 gallons. Our analysis indicates a surcharge of $4.50 would be needed for the loan, which would take overall rates to just about $47. The loan would be contingent upon the borrower adopting a bond resolution and the resolution becoming effective, and contingent upon the borrower establishing rates at a level sufficient to provide the required debt coverage. You know, we have representatives from Pier in the room, so I'll let them come on up.
Nick Waters, city engineer for the city of Pier. Mr. Chairman, board members, I thank you for this opportunity to present this application. I thank you for your consideration. Thank you to Andy and the staff for all the time that's gotten put into this. I think you covered it pretty well. But again, it's an application for replacement of water main in Euclid Avenue when the DOT reconstructs that road through town. So if there's any questions, I'm sure answer any. Otherwise, thank you for your consideration.
Any questions from the board? Thank you very much. Entertain a motion, please.
Bernhard would so move.
Second, Drews.
Motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you.
Our last drinking water application is from Lincoln County Rural Water System. They are proposing to relocate existing water main to avoid construction conflicts with the Veterans Parkway construction near Sioux Falls. This will also allow them to upsize the existing water main to meet the water needs and demands of their communities and users. Total project amount is $1,740,000. That is the amount they have requested. Staff recommendation is to award a $1,740,000 drinking water SRF loan at 4.75% for 30 years. They pledged a system revenue for a payment of the loan. Current rates are $81.50 per 7,000 gallons. Our analysis indicates that revenues at current rates will provide 150% debt coverage. The loan would be contingent upon the borrower adopting a resolution approving the form of the loan agreement, the promissory note, and the pledge of revenues for the payment of the loan, contingent upon the borrower approving a security agreement and mortgage, and contingent upon an intercreditor agreement being approved and executed by Rural Utility Service, Lincoln County Rural Water System, and the district. I do believe we have representatives from Lincoln County Rural Water System on the remote attendance.
Good afternoon. This is Robin Dykstra, manager of Lincoln County Rural Water. I want to thank the Chairman Jones. I want to thank the members of the board and for the staff, Andy and the staff, for working with us on this application. And we'd appreciate your consideration for this funding package.
Thank you, Mr. Dykstra. Any questions from the board? Entertain a motion, please.
Move to approve, Jennings.
Second, Lanning.
I have a motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Andy, you're still on board with item number 9?
That is correct. Well, it says Tina McFarland. Tina had a family issue come up and was not able to be here today. So everything that says Tina, you are stuck with me for the duration of the meeting. Sorry. So our item 9, storm sanitary and storm sewer facilities funding applications. We had two applications, first one being from Mitchell. They're requesting additional funding for improvements needed at the city's wastewater treatment facility. This project was originally funded in April 2022. The additional funds requested are due to higher construction costs and the addition of a few work elements. The Mitchell project is proposing major upgrades at the wastewater treatment facility, including headworks process improvements, refurbishing of the electrical building, equalization at their what is known as their salt plant, new activated sludge blower building, new clarifier and aerobic sludge digestion and dewatering. Additional work elements proposed with the additional funding also include equalization at the north plant, 600 kilowatt generator, an extension of approximately 2 miles of sewer force main to the plant. Total project amount is $42,998,822. They've requested $13 million currently. Prior funding includes just over $2.8 million in local funds, a $12,899,436 clean water SRF loan, a $1,519,868 consolidated grant, and a $12,775,696 ARPA grant. Staff recommendation is to award a $13 million clean water SRF loan at 3.75% interest for 30 years. City has pledged a project surcharge for repayment. Their current rates are $57.98 for 5,000 gallons usage. In reviewing the application, our analysis indicated a surcharge of $10.75 would be needed if applied equally amongst users. However, staff does believe rates could be restructured some with rates around $67.40 for 5,000 gallons usage, and still provide the necessary debt coverage. The loan would be contingent upon the borrower adopting a bond resolution and the resolution becoming effective, and contingent upon the borrower establishing a surcharge at a level sufficient to provide the required debt coverage. Do we have any representatives from the city of Mitchell that would like to speak on behalf of the project?
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, Joe Schrader, Public Works Director. I just want to thank you for your consideration, and I can answer any questions you may have. Thank you.
Any questions from the board for the city of Mitchell? Thank you very much. Would entertain a motion from the board.
Bernhard would so move.
Second, Lanning.
Motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed, same sign. Motion carried. Thank you very much. Andy?
Thank you. Our other sanitary storm sewer application is from the city of Box Elder. They're also requesting some additional funding for improvements needed in their collection system. The project was originally funded in May 2022, and additional funds are being requested due to bids coming in over budget. The city has identified deficiencies in their wastewater collection system and is proposing to replace sewer mains on Highway 1416 and add additional lines to accommodate growth. The project will replace approximately 13,000 feet of existing undersized mains and another 13,500 feet of sewer main located under the Highway 1416 median. Upsizing these lines will also address needs on the west side of town for areas of new development. Total project amount is $7,800,000. They've requested $2 million currently. Other prior funding is $1.8 million from the city's local ARPA funds, $2,460,000 from state ARPA funds, and $1,540,000 clean water SRF loan. Staff recommendation is to award a $2 million clean water SRF loan at 3.75% interest for 30 years. They pledge a project surcharge for a payment. The current rates are $65.87 for 5,000 gallons. Our analysis indicated a surcharge of $3.40 is needed for repayment of the loan currently, which would bring rates to $69.27 for 5,000 gallons. Would note that Box Elder is a pretty area of pretty high growth currently, and this surcharge as well as existing loan surcharges are something the city would certainly be able to review in the future and to potentially adjust downwards as additional growth occurs. The loan would be contingent upon the borrower adopting a bond resolution and the resolution becoming effective, and contingent upon the borrower establishing a surcharge at a level sufficient to provide the required debt coverage. I believe we do have representatives from Box Elder who would like to address the board.
Thank you, Andy, and the board. This is Scott Lang. I'm the city engineer in Box Elder, and this is a critical project for us. We are in a high growth area. Much of that's coming with the expansion of the Air Force Base. And the fact that you may know that the military in general is getting out of the housing business, and they put that onto the private market, probably a good move, but then it's incumbent upon us, the locals, to figure out how to deal with that expansion. So appreciate your consideration here. Thank you.
Thank you, Scott. Any questions from the board for the city of Box Elder? Thank you very much. I would entertain a motion.
Drews would make the motion.
Bernhard would second.
Motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you very much. Andy, we're on item 10, solid waste management funding applications.
Yeah, before we move on, just real briefly, we always include this and is our available subsidy after the board's actions today. I'm not going to belabor this point, the board didn't recommend any subsidy funding today. It was all loans, so those there's no changes to the available funds that I presented at the beginning of the meeting. So not going to belabor that point. So we'll move on to solid waste available funds. Pretty quick on that. Wait for Suzanne to catch up with me. There we go. And we have just under $179,000 available for solid waste funding going into today's meeting. We have two applicants for those funds today. The first one being from the Southeastern Council of Governments. They are requesting funds to recapitalize the Southeastern Development Foundation Revolving Loan Fund Program. Fund is used to originate loans for eligible purposes as defined under the DANR Solid Waste Management Program to for-profit businesses in Clay, Lincoln, McCook, Minnehaha, Turner, and Union counties. Total project amount is $125,000, and they have requested $100,000. Staff recommendation is to award a solid waste management program grant at 80%, not to exceed $100,000. Do we have any representatives from CCOG on the line that would like to address the board?
Hi, yes, this is Sophie Johnson from CCOG. I just wanted to say thank you to DANR staff and the board. You've been really generous to us this year, and I just want you to know that every dollar we've received, we've gotten on the streets, so this funding's being put to good use. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Any questions for Sophie with CCOG from the board?
No questions for Sophie, but I do have a question for Andy.
Sure.
So Andy, do most of the planning districts have these revolving funds for this type of purpose?
I think it's a mixed bag. Sophie might actually be able to answer that question better than I can. CCOG is one of the larger, in my understanding, and does more of it, partially just because they have more population and businesses there as well. But Sophie, I'll maybe let you answer for what you may know.
Yeah, no, you hit it nail on the head. I think a couple of us do, but I'm not sure we all do and to what size. But I think ours is especially popular just because of the population and the garbage haulers in the area and those types of things.
Thank you.
Very good. Thank you. Any other questions? Entertain a motion, please.
Move to approve, Lanning.
Second, Drews.
I have a motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you very much. Andy.
Our next and last funding application is from Walworth County. They are requesting funding for a 40-foot by 60-foot cold storage facility to be located at the landfill site. Landfill provides service to 9 counties, 22 municipalities, and 1 tribal entity. The facility will be for storage of landfill equipment, and there is no current storage facility on the site. Total project amount is $150,000, and they've requested $75,000, with the remaining $75,000 coming from local funds. Staff did discuss with Walworth County the interest in a loan, and the county indicated they were not interested in a solid waste management program loan, and we used local funds for any portion of the project not awarded by the board. Staff recommendation is to award a solid waste management program grant at 20%, not to exceed $30,000. A recommendation for 20% grant is consistent with other recent board awards, especially when the applicant is not interested in a loan and has sufficient local funds to pay for the remainder of the project. There are representatives from Walworth County that would like to address the board. Now's your opportunity.
Thank you, Andy. This is Ted Dickey with Northeast Council of Governments. I have Dean Marski with HKG Architects, who helped design the building that we're talking about, and I've got Commissioner Dwayne Moore from Walworth County, who would like to speak on behalf of the project.
This is Commissioner Dwayne Moore from Walworth County, and I want to thank the board for considering the application. And we are in need of a building for the compactor which we purchased approximately 3 years ago, which has a GPS unit on it and a lot of other modern things. And the cold winters are extremely hard on both of the pieces of equipment. So I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Any questions for Walworth County on the board? Thank you very much. Hearing no questions, I'd entertain a motion, please.
Bernhard would move approval.
Becker, second.
Motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you very much.
Just real quickly, before we move on, just to put up their available funds, the board with these recommendations awarded $130,000. So our balance until we have the omnibus bill hopefully go through during legislative session, we're at just under $49,000. So not a real substantial pot of funds remaining at this point. So, all right. Move on to item 11, Chairman Jones.
Absolutely, please.
All right. We have a request from Platt to deobligate both a clean water and a drinking water SRF loan. On April 13th, 2022, Board of Water and Natural Resources awarded the City of Platt a $482,100 clean water SRF loan for a wastewater utility improvements project. Board of Water and Natural Resources also awarded the City of Platt a $370,000 drinking water SRF loan on March 28, 2024 for a storage tank rehabilitation project. July 25, 2024, DANR received a letter from the City of Platt requesting to rescind the clean water and drinking water SRF loans that I just discussed. Clean water project is no longer being pursued, and the City was able to fund the drinking water project with drinking water SRF O2 loan and assistance from local funding and some ARPA funds that were awarded back in April of 2022. Staff recommendation is going to have two separate motions for the board to take. The first one will be for the clean water SRF loan and the second for the drinking water SRF loan. First staff recommendation is to rescind resolution number 2022-179, which awarded the clean water SRF loan C461130-03.
Motion Jennings per the staff recommendation.
Second, Bernhard.
I have a motion and a second for the clean water SRF portion of this approval. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries.
Second recommendation would be to rescind resolution number 2024-42, which awarded the drinking water SRF loan C462130-03.
Entertain a motion for the drinking water.
Drews it off for that motion.
Bernhard will second.
Motion and a second. All those in favor say aye, please.
Aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you, Andy. On to Webb Water.
Yep. Somewhat similar. Webb has submitted a request to deobligate a drinking water SRF loan. September 29, 2022, Board of Water and Natural Resources awarded Webb Water Development Association a $39,650,000 drinking water SRF loan for its WINS water system upgrades project. DNR staff received a letter from Webb Water Development Association requesting to rescind the SRF drinking water loan, stating that the proposed scope of the project has changed and this funding will no longer be able to be used for the proposed project at this time. Staff recommendation would be to rescind resolution number 2022-447, which awarded drinking water SRF loan C462-426-04.
Thank you, Andy. I'd entertain a motion.
Bernhard will so move.
So moved, Becker.
I have a motion and a second. Any questions for Andy on this? All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you very much. Item 13, Lincoln County. Andy.
Thank you. Lincoln County has submitted they are preparing to sell a portion of land which was mortgaged to the South Dakota Conservancy District in January 2003 as a contingency of drinking water SRF loan C462-445-01. System wishes to sell the lot and has requested that the board allow the release of the mortgage on the plot of land so the property can be sold. Staff and legal counsel have reviewed the request and have determined that the release of mortgage on this plot of land will not impact Lincoln County's rural water system's ability to meet loan coverage and repayment requirements. Our recommendation is to authorize the board chair to sign the partial release of mortgage. If there are questions, I believe Robin Dykstra with Lincoln County is also on the line as well.
Yes, I am.
Any questions?
I can answer
for the board. Thank you, Robin. Any questions from the board? Hearing none, I would entertain a motion, please.
Motion, Jennings.
Second, Bernhard.
Second, Lanning.
Motion and a second. All those in favor say aye, please.
Aye.
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 Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you very much. Andy, item 14, we're winding down here. The state revolving funds report.
We are. I do feel a little bad doing this one because Tina actually does probably 95%+ of the work to compile this report this time. So she should get the credit for being here, but she's not here today. So. The Conservancy District is required to present an annual report to the Legislature's Interim Bonding Review Committee at its November 2024 meeting. The draft report that was included in the board packet is a combined report for both SRF programs for the Legislative Committee's review, was developed for this purpose. Information in this report presents program activity and financial statements on a state fiscal year basis and contains additional information on the district's bond issues. Some of the highlights of the state fiscal year 2024 report is the board awarded 32 drinking water SRF loans and 4 loan amendments totaling just under $109 million. On the clean water SRF side, the board awarded 37 clean water SRF loans and 1 loan amendment totaling just under $220 million. That is a total of 69 loans, 5 loan amendments, and total awards of over $328 million last year. As of June 30th, 2024, there were 10 outstanding bond series with an overall principal balance of $451,780,000. One thing that is not included in the 2024 report, but we wanted to update the board on, is related to the August 20th, 2024 bond issuance. Since it's past June 30th, was not included in this. But will be in the 25 report. As a quick update though, the Conservancy District's bonds received 7 bidders, with Truist Securities being the winning bidder. The par amount ended up being $160,450,000, which was a reduction from the original preliminary official statement and a positive development. Had a true interest cost of 4.0577%. The impacts of this is that it will provide $120 million in tax-exempt leverage funds for the clean water SRF program and $60 million in tax-exempt leverage funds for the drinking water SRF program. So, with that, I would certainly try and answer any questions the board may have and ask for approval of the State Fiscal Year 2024 State Revolving Funds Report to the Interim Bonding Review Committee and authorize the distribution of the report.
Thank you very much, Andy, and definitely acknowledge Tina's great work through this entire report. So any questions from the board for Andy? Hearing none, I would entertain approval.
So moved, Bernhardt.
Second, Jennings.
A motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you very much, Andy. Item 15, our next meeting.
Yeah, just a couple items to kind of update the board on. This is our kind of planning meeting, so we'll be bringing the omnibus bill presentation for the board's review and approval of those funding recommendations to the governor and legislature. We'll have review and approval of the 2024 annual report outlining the board's calendar year actions, as well as the 2025 state water plan with new state water plan applications and placement. We'll do a review of our interest rates and any recommendations for adjustments to those based on current markets. We'll have the drinking water and clean water SRF intended use plans be presented for board review and approval. Do an update on our investments for the last state fiscal year, anticipating that we will have some ARPA reallocations to beat the end of the 2024 calendar year requirements for having all funds allocated. That $56,000 for sure we'll need to address. And then we will have a couple contract approvals, contract amendments for, I believe, South Dakota Rural Water Association, an amendment to extend their contract, as well as a bond council contract out there. So that's what we're anticipating. There certainly may be one or two other things. Planning for a one-day meeting at this point in time, believe we would be planning to start at 1 p.m. and kind of do a normal meeting. Any questions?
That sounds great, Andy. Any questions for Andy? Any other items that we need to address, Andy?
None from staff.
Very good. Well, I'd like to just say thank you very much, as always, to the entire staff and all the great work that you all do to prepare for these meetings and all the efforts that you put in throughout the year. You guys do amazing work, and we're super grateful for that. And to the board members as well for your time and efforts and gathering and forwarding these great projects for the state of South Dakota. So with that, I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Planning.
Motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed. Motion carries. Thank you all very much. Have a great rest of your afternoon.